A coalition from across the state of Georgia has put together what they're calling the Georgia Climate Research Roadmap, a list of 40 questions on how climate change will affect the state and how to respond. The roadmap draws on input from a wide range of experts and touches on issues from health and the food supply to ecology and the coast. UGA's Patricia Yeager is on the steering committee that developed the list. I asked her why they took such a broad-based approach.
Well, that's a really good question. The reason is because climate impacts all of us. I mean, by definition, climate is what is around us every day. And so anyone who lives on the planet or who lives in Georgia is going to feel the changes that climate is bringing to them. We can go inside of our air-conditioned buildings sometimes, but we still have to live here. And so knowing how the climate affects you in all these different realms is really important.
Half of the questions explore impacts of climate change and the other half sort of look for solutions.
Yeah.
Where do you think the focus should be, particularly for communities that are looking, as you said, to prepare for a change in climate?
Well, that's a really good point. So I think they're both very important. Some of us are still holding out hope that we're going to be able to slow this down and, in fact, maybe even stop it in our lifetimes. But others are more pragmatic, and I am now finding myself more and more in the pragmatic group, which is that we're going to have to learn to adapt. And so we want to be pushing on both fronts. We want to be pushing on understanding how climate is going to continue to change and how it's going to impact. But we also need to start thinking about what do we do about it, because we can't wait until we know more. We can't wait until it suddenly stops to adapt to wherever it is that we are. So we already are seeing impacts in Georgia, whether it's the flooding on the coasts or the extreme weather events, the storm surges, the king tides, the erratic weather where we have an unseasonably warm spring and then a normal frost that then kills a lot of agriculture. We have to start dealing with these problems and adapt to them. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
There's a lot in this roadmap, as it's called, that to guide researchers and to guide local governments. What about regular folks that are worried about how climate change will affect them? What can they take away from this?
Well, we're hoping that it's accessible to regular folks. My organization, the University of Georgia's Group for Climate and Society, paid to make this document public access. You know, most journal articles end up in a library, and you can only access them if you go to a university library or if you have permission to access them electronically. You have to pay for them sometimes. So it turns out you can pay some money up front instead to make it public access. And so this document is public access. Anyone can go online and read it. And we hoped to write it in a language that is accessible and people can read it. They can see where the questions are. They can see the citations of the studies that have already been done and what the evidence is for some of these issues. But then also, we're putting on a website. You know, we understand that the world works on the internet. And so the internet website, the Georgia Climate Research Roadmap website, you can go and see sort of the distilled version of the paper. You don't have to read all 20 pages of it or whatever it is. You can see a two-page summary. And then it's also broken down where you can start to probe into the particular topic. So if you're interested in agriculture, for example, you can go to the agriculture subgroup of questions, which is only five. And see what are the main issues for agriculture. Or similarly, if you're interested in public health, maybe you've noticed there's more mosquitoes in your backyard. You want to know if that's related. Well, that should be in the public health section, the human health section, and you can see how are we responding to some of these changes and challenges to public health.
Well, Dr. Patricia Yeager, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.